Mr. Ambassador, the President will be with you shortly, sir. Mr. Ambassador?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The President will be with you shortly, sir.
Just a moment, sir. I'm trying to get the President for you.
How are things going?
Well, they're a little quieter tonight, sir. I expect to meet the trouble along that line, but you should put through almost without any shots at all, but I imagine they'll try to make some trouble at it tonight.
Why?
Well, don't think they liked it much. They've been complaining to the OAS Commission that we take advantage of them, etc., although we had told them beforehand we reserved the right to move, so they just make trouble where they can. We've been under fire again today, and not as much as previously, but we had one boy got wounded standing in by the flagpole in front of the office. It's supposed to be a safe zone. So we're up against people that are going to feed you every trick in the book.
What happened to this Parliament meeting in Lekinkubanya?
I couldn't hear that.
What happened to this Parliament meeting and electing Cabana?
That I'm not familiar with. I've been out of the office a good bit. They may have had some sort of a rough session of the same group that has been trying to make the revolution. But wouldn't have any substance as far as I know.
As I understood it, the Parliament met tonight.
Well, they haven't had a Parliament, you see, since September 63.
And they elected the colonel, the fellow that's running things for Bosch. What's his name, Cabana? They elected him the president of the country.
Well, that sounds like a trick to me to their claim that they are the legitimate parliament. Actually, they've been out of office since September 63. But this is a tactic, certainly.
Any other news I need to know? How's your...
Well, we had great success with our food distribution, and I think there's some very appealing pictures on their way up to you.
I understood that some of the people supposed to be getting and distributing or taking it home.
Well, they said they were anxious to get it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last comment of yours.
I say I understood that in your food distribution, that some of the agents that you were using for distribution were misappropriating it themselves.
Well, we used our own people for the most part. I don't know where that charge would come from. We went right along behind the army on the line and gave out the food. And I don't know where that would come from. I'll check on it.
How many people did you get out today? Haven't you evacuated?
About 250, I believe, so, although I don't have a very immediate figure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that in one of our messages.
Uh-huh.
I've been out with the commission and out at the headquarters of the Hunza government this afternoon, and so I'm a little bit out of touch with it.
What is the reaction to the commission?
Well, the group downtown are working on them hard, of course. with all sorts of cajolery. They've also met at the other. I'm just getting their report of their day's activities now. Don't think they have many illusions about the nature of the group. But they're trying a very legalistic approach on them, of course.
Well, how do you feel about their results and their impressions and their recommendations?
Well, they told me that the situation here is a lot more serious and grave than they had realized. They are talking of flying back to Washington to make a report on the situation. We are just now getting into their account, and they haven't yet mentioned what their recommendations or their conclusions are. So it's a little bit previous for me to tell you something. Sorry, that seems indefinite, but we've just been in the meeting about 20 minutes, and we haven't gotten to that part of it yet.
How do you see this thing the next 2 or 3 days?
Well, it's pretty difficult, Mr. President. These people are very deeply holed in down there, and I think they're using the ceasefire to dig in deeper. They've got real weapons. We found some, our people picked up some things today that they think are possibly Chinese grenades. They were neither Western nor Soviet, and they've sent them up for analysis. And they've got plenty of weapons. That's the problem of it.
What's Martin doing?
He went over to San Juan, and he got back just as I was leaving the office. I haven't had a chance to talk with him, but he had talked over there, as you know.
Was he optimistic or pessimistic?
Well, he wasn't very happy with his friend's reaction. Said he hadn't been able to convince him as much. He just seems to be living in his own world and doesn't realize what's happened over here.
You have any other problems?
No, sir. They're just getting along. But we are.
You have plenty of food, plenty of health measures?
Well, thank you, sir. We're getting along all right on that. It's coming in, and the equipment that we've needed, particularly communications equipment, is finally getting set up. That's been one of our worst problems. But we've got an awfully good group here with General Palmer, and they're moving right along.
Do you have any television station in Saigon?
You mean here?
Yeah.
No, there is one, but it was knocked out, and the station itself is in the hands of the rebels.
But is it on the air? Is it on the air?
No, it is not. It was knocked out early in the fighting and hasn't come back on.
What, your city's about, what, 350,000?
400 or more.
How many sets did they have?
About 70,000.
And they haven't been back on at all?
Haven't been on at all, no.
Now, what about your radio?
Oh, we've got the radio going. We've got three stations going, and Voice of America and regular local programs. They've done that, I think, awfully well. They just got down here yesterday, and they're already operating.
What effect is Havana radio having on you?
Mixed. It comes in quite strong at times, and it of course gets a good bit of listening to it because it's in the local Spanish that they know here and so on. But we have never felt that it was too instrumental. It's so extreme, but certainly it takes every opportunity.
Who meets these people that we're sending in there? USIA people and things of that kind. Are they kind of under your direction?
Yes, sir. They are headed up by Hugh Ryan, who is one of the associate directors under Carl Rowan. And we are close by and in meeting several times a day.
Now, what about your other people, your John McCone situation?
We're all right on that. And we got Tony Solomon, Assistant Secretary of State, the Economic Affairs, who's come down to do the humanitarian and the relief work. And he's a go-getter. He's already got things well going. So I think we're in good shape.
How much defections are you having from the rebel group?
Well, we had a good many reports today that, particularly on the army side, they were disbanding and drifting away after they've seen the superior force. And normally speaking, one would think that the group was breaking up. We've also had reports of some of the leftists disbanding and going into hiding, but you've got a hardcore group here that is not disbanding.
How do you feel about it overall?
Well, I think the next day or two should tell us whether they're really going to be able to hold out and make it a tough one, or whether it will tend to drift off.
What about the Western forces?
Beg pardon?
What about the Western forces?
Mm-hmm. Well, they are out on the other side of town. They have not been active.
Have they strengthened or weakened?
I was talking to the attachés just before leaving the office. They're just about the same. He may have lost a little bit, but he's got about the same he has in terms of numbers. He lost several of his tanks in the beginning, but they were caught at the palace. One other thing that's of interest to the rest of the country is completely quiet. There's been no little minor outbursts here and there, but the whole place seems to be quiet, just watching what's happening here. We've had several people who've come in today from trips in the north and in the west, as well as in the east section of the country.
Have you got any health, any mobile units, or you doing anything in the health field?
Oh, yes, we've done a great deal with it, and now that we've got that line of communication, we were able to bring in two field hospitals, and they are being set up. Were being set up today.
What's Solomon doing? What's Tom Mann Solomon fellow doing?
I'm sorry. What's Tom Mann what?
His man Solomon.
Yes, he's doing the food and relief work, and doing right to work.
Does he have adequate supplies?
Well, we can use more food, but I think it's on the way. They've gotten over the first hurdle, and that is getting out the first shipment.
What kind are they using? What do they need?
Rice and red beans are the national dish here, but the people are accustomed to eating. And we just got trucks of rice from upcountry. They were just coming in about 6 o'clock tonight.
Are we mixing it on the information front with the other side, or is Havana doing a better job?
Well, I think we're getting ours out. Havana's very busy, of course, but I'm sure our food distribution is a popular thing, and we've made full effect of it, or tried to.
How do you cash in on it?
Well, the people know where this food comes from.
How do they know?
Because we give it out, and it's been given out right along this line where our people are.
Did McNamara send you any of the Puerto Rican National Guard?
I'm not aware that's come, but so much has been coming in here that it might have happened. I'm not familiar with it.
What effect would they have if they were distributing the food?
Well, they speak the language that, you don't want to get too much of that here because it's sort of